My name's Elizabeth Hunter. I was born in 1944 and we've lived here for over 30 years. The common begins at the bottom of our garden wall, and our children played on the common, flew kites, looked for flowers, and only recently did my son tell me that 20 years or more ago he and his friends used to play Geronimo. Geronimo means you run across the common and jump off the cliff edge, only to be saved by your T-shirt. We used the common for walks at the weekends after Sunday lunches. My mother walked with us, and now we take the great-grandchildren. So four generations of us have used Ely Common. One of the first things we did when we came here as a family was to go digging for fossils at Roswell Pit. I think it was the university who used it then to look for fossils, and they turned over large lumps of clay. And we went down with paint scrapers because the clay dried out like layers of shale, and you could put a scraper in between the layers and it revealed fish and, on the whole, masses of small shells. It was almost like having your own prehistoric book of shells. The children got covered in clay, and I can remember one occasion taking them home and hosing them down. Now that I'm retired, I walk regularly once or twice a day. I love it because it's a quiet area, really. You change from the woodland of the lane into the open sunshine, often of the meadows. And sometimes dog walkers tell me I walk often enough to have a dog. I'm not a wildlife expert, but over the years, I've had some really memorable meetings with wildlife and seen fantastic things on our own doorstep. One day I was leaving a friend's house, she lives on the common, and we found a mole. And it's apparently very rare to see moles, they don't often come out from their burrows. Being a gardener, she was desperate to get the mole anywhere but in her garden, and so I picked him up and carried him across the common. He was shaking and I stroked his fur, which was velvety, and found him a place that was damper where there was long grass, and I hope he actually managed to burrow away. But that was a wonderful experience. I've told that story to lots of children in school, and for some reason children seem to be enamoured of moles, and the idea that mole is maybe burrowing down among the dinosaur fossils seemed to really delight them. I've seen very rare birds, really up close. We were standing on Cuckoo Bridge one day, and my husband was looking at the ducks through his binoculars, and I saw a shape moving towards me on the left-hand side that exactly matched the colour of the reeds, and I'd seen people's photographs of bitterns and realised that it was the underside of a bittern, and it actually flew right over the bridge in front of us, circled round on that piece of land in front of the island on the river, and went down into the reeds where its camouflage was absolutely perfect and we couldn't see where it had gone. Another day, my husband and I went down to the field near the railway line because somebody had told us that it was a good place to see barn owls. And when we got there, almost on the dot of 8:10, which was the time we'd been recommended, a barn owl flew overhead and down towards where the lapwings were looking after their chicks. The lapwings flew up in a great flurry of noise and beatings of wings, and the owl disappeared. No sooner had they settled again than a heron flew in from the opposite side of the field, and up went the lapwings to defend their young. The third time, the owl came back from the other side of the field and again attacked the young, and the lapwings again saw him off. It was a really spectacular show. I've seen kingfishers on a regular basis. One day I was standing on the edge of the big pit and saw the flash of a kingfisher coming towards me with a fish in his mouth, and indeed the nest was right underneath my feet in the bank. A couple of years ago, I was walking along Lover's Lane when a huge dog fox came out of the hedge and saw me and stopped and eyeballed me. He looked at me and I looked at him, and we kept this up for some minutes, and then with the swish of his tail, he was gone. This week, almost at the same spot as I saw the fox, that I saw a roe deer, a beautiful, elegant roe deer. Definitely not a monk jack, because we see those quite often on the common, but this was much slimmer and taller. My favourite wildlife encounter there has to be with crested grebes. This year, we took our seven-year-old grandson down to see if we could see the grebes doing their mating ritual. And sure enough, standing on Cuckoo Bridge, there were a pair making these wonderful heart shapes with their long necks. And finally, the male diving down and bringing up weed, which he draped over the female's beak, which is apparently a preface to building a nest. On our way back, we stopped at the Environment Agency's small pit, and lo and behold, there were another pair of grebes going through the same mating ritual, and again they did the draping of the weeds, which I'd never seen before. Now you can go down and sit by that same pit and see the baby grebes floating on the water like little balls of black and white striped fluff. The nest floats, and the small chicks, when they're first hatched, sit in the parents' back and drift around the pond. They really are one of the most special things, I think, about walking around Roswell.